The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, how's your babalas?
I don't have a babalas, but a lot of things happening here at the moment, and you can expect a possible babalas a little bit later. We are anticipating a major, and I hate to use the terminology bombshell, from Prime Minister Netanyahu within the next hour or so with regards to Iran. There are rumors that apparently we are in possession of intelligence reports that plan to reveal just how much or how far Iran is with their nuclear weapon. We've also heard statements from Iran that say that they are at levels that are far greater than before the nuclear deal. We don't know if it's saber rattling. We don't know if it's an exchange of words. What we do know is coming off the back of the large explosion in Syria this morning, which killed over 20 Iranians, that targeted a site in northern Syria that was rumored to be, or is rumored to be, an Iranian site containing many, many surface-to-air missiles, and the explosion was so big that it was, as I mentioned, it measured on the Richter scale. We don't know who is responsible for that. We don't know what we are going to hear in Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement. What we do know is that literally within the last hour or so, Iranian nuclear chief saying that Tehran is not bluffing in its technical capability, and urging President Trump to come to his senses and remain in the nuclear deal. So things certainly heating up. As we know, we've had Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the country over the last few days. The big item agenda is the Iranian nuclear deal.
Yeah, certainly the tensions all of a sudden being ramped up, and I see the defense minister coming back from New York, and a lot of stuff around this particular explosion and Syria and the nuclear deal coming off the table. It's all boiling over right at the moment, it would seem. Well, it hasn't boiled over yet, but it's certainly simmering fairly hotly.
It is simmering fairly hotly as we approach the month of May. May expect it to be a very, very hot month for Israel, especially on our northern border. We are anticipating more efforts from Hamas in the south as the Palestinians fall far from the top of the agenda for many countries in the Middle East. We now see the literal scrambling of alliances, and you can see in the topics that I've sent today for our talk, including comments from the Saudi piece regarding the Palestinians, and now, of course, this recent news that we can expect a major statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu within the hour.
And how much do you think that has to do with the fact that he met with U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo?
I think that the meeting with Pompeo has more to do with what's happening with Iran. Last week, President Trump met with French Prime Minister, or President Emmanuel Macron, to discuss the nuclear deal. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, has said that Iran is technically able to enrich uranium to a higher deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has set May the 12th as a deadline to decide whether or not to pull out of the Iranian nuclear deal. He knows that our position is that this is not a deal, that this is basically a farce, and that nothing short of completely disempowering Iran is the only option. From our perspective, all options are on the table, and we are now expecting in little over an hour's time Prime Minister Netanyahu to make this major announcement.
Yeah, we're going to have to see.
In fact, what we do know is we know that ministers from the government were told to arrive at the Kiria, which is our military base in the heart of Tel Aviv, and that Netanyahu convened an urgent meeting of his cabinet. So please watch the space. If you do have access to news channels like I-24 News, which gives you a live broadcast as it happens, we urge you to be on your computers for Prime Minister Netanyahu's big announcement.
Well, we'll definitely having all eyes and ears peeled for that particular announcement, Ro. I want to switch gears slightly and look into this tragic drowning of the 10 youths in the flash flood. Updates on the investigations have been coming out. What can you tell us?
Well, what we do know is that members of the anti-fraud unit raided the Mechina, that the B'nai Tzion Mechina in Tel Aviv, where the students came from. They have seized a number of computers and documents, and this will be under further investigation. And also that the Education Ministry, along with the Defense Ministry and the Comptroller, will be investigating the circumstances which led to the tragic deaths of the 10 young people who drowned last Thursday in this horrendous flash flood. A lot of us in Israel are very, very angry, Benji. A lot of us feeling that this could have been completely it could have had a completely different outcome. All of us know that when there are storms in Israel, there are certain areas that you avoid. And some are saying that while there were storm warnings for certain parts of the country, the area around the Dead Sea was sunny and cloudless. But we know that this can change in an instant. And the stories coming in from our witnesses are absolutely harrowing. They are heartbreaking. And it has been a very, very difficult weekend for Israel as we've buried these 10 youth, 9 females, 1 male. Also stories coming in, what we do know about Tzul, the young male that was killed in this tragic accident, was that he literally rescued the lives of many of his classmates until he could no longer hold on. And to all of us, he is a hero who paid with his life, but a very, very, very difficult couple of days for the country indeed.
Yeah, certainly it is. And of course, flash flooding is one of those things that can happen in a desert, even though it's dry, all the water sort of wells into a particular place and can be very, very fast and take people away. So hopefully they do get to the bottom of that. And, you know, it's important for people, they do hike in Israel. And it's kind of crucial to be able to make sure that people can be safe in doing these sorts of activities.
Well, absolutely. And just as an indication, if you've ever been to Israel, you know our drainage systems sometimes aren't the greatest. And when we have these massive rainstorms, as we had last week, even the Yarkon River that goes through Tel Aviv also swells and breaches its banks. And this can sometimes even go into the highways. Parts of the country were flooded quite badly last week. Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, other parts of the country in tremendous flooding conditions. There's footage, I know it's been doing the rounds on social media, of Jaffa Street in Jerusalem, where tables and chairs were just being carried down the major road because of this, and cars underwater in Tel Aviv. It happens very, very, very quickly. I myself have been on the highways when we've had major rainstorms, and that water comes in and moves very, very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ro, you did mention this a little bit earlier on, but it's worth exploring a bit further. Saudi Arabian prince has told U.S. Jewish representatives that, quote, the Palestinians must make peace or shut up. Well, that's quite a statement.
It is quite a statement. Now, the Saudi prince Salman, what are they calling him now? MBS.
MBS, that's it, yeah.
MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, met with various representatives from the U.S. Jewish community last week. And we've heard from numerous sources who told Israel's Channel 10 that he said that it's time for them to come to the negotiating table or shut up. And a quote from him directly is, "For the past 40 years, the Palestinian leadership has missed opportunities again and again and rejected all the offers it was given, and that it's about time that the Palestinians accept the offers and agree to come to the negotiation table, or they should shut up and stop complaining," he said. I mean, I think that is quite stunning. And he went on to say that the Palestinian issue is really not at the top of the Saudi government's agenda. He says there are much more urgent and important issues to deal with, and one of those is Iran. And this is quite stunning language to come from the prince, because we know that the Arab world traditionally is much more sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. And you know, we've seen the ramifications of the Palestinians losing a lot of sympathy because they have been resorting to these March of Return protests along our southern border, and Hamas indicating at the end of last week that they intend to continue well past the 15th of May. And for us, it is a major issue because of the kind of knock-on effect these protests are having around the world. People thinking that they are peaceful when indeed they are not, and it's an attempt by the Hamas-led Gaza to try and kind of gain sympathy, at least with their optics, and put themselves firmly back on the agenda.
Yeah, certainly interesting that you say that, Mervyn. One of our listeners actually wanted to know what was going on with the protests because we hadn't heard too much about them. But you never know. Once the Middle East gets hot, protests get big very, very quickly. But I guess you'll keep an eye on it for us, Rolene, and I guess we'll have to chat to you tomorrow.
I will indeed keep an eye on it. I think everybody's going to be glued to their TVs momentarily. We want to know what the PM has to say. For more details of that, if you do have access to Israeli TV or you have I-24 News, try and watch. We are expecting a major announcement from Prime Minister Netanyahu, and also rumors that he could be revealing some intelligence that we are in possession of. So definitely things heating up on this side.
Well, we'll be tracking it. Rolene, thank you so much for letting us know what's going on. Somebody's saying here, "Rolene, a sad weekend for Israel and my condolences to all, but some good news was Israel winning a gold and 3 bronze medals at the European Judo Championships." That's from Gimple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, indeed. And we will be coming back to Rolene tomorrow. Chat to you then.